Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's 1 p.m. Eastern here at our broadcast center. Always a pleasure to have you here. And we're very excited to welcome Troy Shelton of Better Medicine, Better Life to our show. She's located in a beautiful part of our country, gorgeous and open and expansive Montana. She's actually in Billings. Troy is a passionate healer with an alternative approach to treatment, and we're going to share that with you today in the next 30 minutes with this insightful conversation exclusively here on Close Up Radio. Thanks again for joining us. It's a service of the award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Now, Troy is the founder of Better Medicine, Better Life, a holistic practice that offers functional medicine, the emotion code and body code, occupational therapy, and certified hand therapy, as well as bioresonance scans and stem cell technologies. She says it's a holistic practice. If somebody has a health challenge, she can find a way to help them. Her background in occupational therapy, hand therapy, and psychology has been a gateway to her launching Better Medicine, Better Life after she became disenchanted herself with the Western medical model. She wanted to learn how to treat her clients in a much more in-depth way. She wanted to help them discover the root cause of their challenges and empower them to heal. Today, Troy's clients include everyone from children with anxiety and ADHD to people with chronic back pain, autoimmune symptoms and allergies, PTSD, and even cancer patients. She helps her clients move through these challenges in the most efficient and transformative way possible to experience optimal health and well-being. And through her practice, Troy works to release trapped energy and promote well-being. She utilizes the emotion code and the body code to clear energetic blocks and open her clients up for self-healing, abundance, and clarity. Troy says her ultimate desire is to help people heal, no matter how. She's always had this gift for empowering people to heal themselves. They're responsible for their own health, she believes, but she can be the conduit to healing and empower them to overcome their challenges. And she's helped so many people do that, and she might be able to help you or somebody else that you care about who you think would truly benefit from connecting with Troy Shelton. The website to connect with Troy is www.BetterMedicineBetterLife.com. BetterMedicineBetterLife.com. We'll mention that again during the course of this episode of Close Up Radio, but first, won't you join me in welcoming our very special guest, Troy Shelton of Better Medicine, Better Life, to our show live and direct from Billings, Montana. Troy, good afternoon. So great to have you here on the show, and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. You know, I always like to find out what motivates people to do what they do and what inspires them. You know, when you look at your experiences and those aha moments and the inspirations you've had, Troy, tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do this work. Obviously, for you to do it, it's work that is in your DNA. Not work that you just want to do. You have to do this kind of work, helping others.
Well, I mean, my background has always been in healing and helping others, but really the emotion code and the body code came out of trying to help my son with some behavior issues and ADHD. And when I listened to Dr. Brad Nelson, who is the inventor of the emotion code, and he wrote that book, I learned that I could actually help my own son clear trapped energies, and so that's really where my path began with the emotion code, just helping him. And there was a time in his life, he's now 14, he was 9 at the time, and we had bought a summer camp for him to go to in California. And the day that the camp began, he was very, very anxious, very nervous. He started coughing as soon as my husband drove him up to the camp. He was not wanting to stay there, and we're like, great, we just spent like all this money for him to go to this wonderful camp for the week, and he is, you know, so anxious he can't even hardly stand it. So that next night I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll try this emotion code thing that I learned about, and I really didn't know that I had that gift to help people in that way. But while he was sleeping that night, I laid next to him and I pulled out the emotion code chart and I said, is there a trapped emotion that I could clear for Dylan that would just help him to maybe just tolerate going to camp tomorrow, right? So I cleared 4 trapped emotions, went to bed, went to work the next morning, never really saw him until that evening. And I actually went to pick him up and he's like, guess what, Mom? We're going to do this YouTube video. I'm going to wear an American flag around my shoulders. I'm going to have this crown on my head, and this girl's going to go up on stage, and she's going to slap an egg on the top of my head, and we're going to edit this video. And my husband looked at me and said, what did you do, right? Because that was not my son at all. He was very sensory defensive. He wouldn't wear, you know, sunglasses or coats or jackets or anything, let alone have somebody drop an egg on his head. And so I knew at that point that, wow, this really worked. And how could I continue to help him just to come into the wonderful little young man that he is today? So that was really kind of the beginning of my energy practice with that.
That is what a wonderful, beautiful, an organic way to really fall into this. I think it's really fantastic. Thanks for sharing that with us. I love the name Better Medicine, Better Life. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing and some of the wonderful things that you offer for your clients through Better Medicine, Better Life.
Yeah, so my background is in psychology and occupational therapy, and I'm a certified hand therapist, but as I was working in San Francisco for 20-plus years, I kind of got disenchanted with the Western medical model where I couldn't really treat my clients holistically, and I can give you an example of that. If a client came in with for a elbow injury, for example, like tennis elbow, you know, I was expected just to kind of rub their elbow, show them some stretches, teach them how to, you know, manage that. And they typically didn't allow us to really go into the things that we would also see in their chart, like maybe anxiety and depression or irritable bowel syndrome or insomnia or the fact that they were divorced or all these different elements of health that really impact how people, show up in the clinic. So when I started learning about the emotion code and body code, I really wanted to be able to help my clients, you know, in a much more in-depth way. I didn't want to just, you know, rub their elbow, show them what to do, and send them on their way when I knew that there was more to their pain in most cases that I could actually help. So that's when I kind of branched out. I quit my job and started studying functional or root cause medicine. And that really opened up a lot for my own health because I had a series of health challenges myself that didn't really get answered by just going to my primary care physician. And so I really ended up having to decode what was going on in my own body for my own health after 5 years of not getting the help that I really was hoping for. I thought, well, I need to learn this on my own, and I know that I can, and I know as humans, we all have the innate ability to heal our own bodies. So I really just took that journey and started learning everything possible about the body and functional and root cause medicine, incorporating energy work with my clients, and then seeing things transform overnight for them was really where I just got that huge passion to continue on with this type of work. And I also just look at all the best products out there and things that people can benefit from, whether that's stem cell therapies or redox technology or doing bioresonance scan to balance the cells. I also do functional medicine lab and blood testing, too, so that we can really look at the whole person. And that's kind of where Better Medicine, Better Life came, you know, into being with incorporating kind of all those things.
That's fantastic. What was it about, again, Western medicine that really disenchanted you? Maybe you can detail that a little bit more for us.
Well, you know, unfortunately, a lot of things with Western medicine, they basically want to put a Band-Aid on people's symptoms, including my own. You know, I had suffered with insomnia for a while, and they just wanted me to try different medications for that. I also had depression and just put me on medication after medication with different side effects and not any great outcome. And, you know, I just really thought there's got to be more to to healing the human body than taking a pill. And so, you know, I just was really uninspired by that method where we can look into our own health and our own bodies and say, you know, really, I don't think that's really the root cause of why, you know, I can't sleep at night, you know. Nothing ever really got, we don't have a shortage of medications, right? But it was something that was really frustrating. I had a client that came in with chronic tendonitis, and he had plantar fasciitis, he had tennis elbow, he had inflammation all over his body, and I really thought it was from his 14 years of being on a statin drug. And one of the side effects of statin medication is inflammation and tendonitis. So I couldn't really tell him that in the traditional medical setting in the hospital. I couldn't really address that, but I could, on a functional medicine standpoint, kind of look at what the root cause of that and maybe help him to find out how he could actually get off statin drugs and how that inflammation could be a result of that. And then also do energy work and mindfulness and look at his nutrition and stress. And that was kind of when I thought, I can't work in a setting like that anymore. So I branched out and started Better Medicine, Better Life, because I really feel like there is better medicine out there, and we all can and deserve a much better life than sometimes what the Western medical model provides. Now, they're excellent. I don't want to take anything away from that. I believe that it's definitely necessary, especially in emergency care. There's some amazing doctors out there that are traditional medicine doctors, and so I give my heart out to them as well and the wonderful work that they are doing in the world. So
that's terrific. What are the issues and the problems, concerns that people come to you for? What are they struggling with? What are some of the things they're dealing with? And I know, you know, that really runs the gamut too. It's not, you know, a cookie cutter situation. There's all kinds of different things, and everything that we've experienced in the last 2 years with this pandemic and all the side effects of that and the residual effects of that have also brought on a whole host of new things that people, I'm sure, have been dealing with and are coming to you with as well.
Yeah, you know, actually recently with the pandemic, I am treating a lot of COVID patients as well as vaccine injured clients. So I'm kind of seeing a whole new, you know, group of people in the last year, as well as just chronic illnesses and diseases, a lot of anxiety and depression, of course, with what has been going on in the last 2 years. So it basically kind of changes with the time, but the cool thing about the emotion code and the body code is it is very specific to the individual needs. So if somebody said, you know, I've got a child with some behavior issues, and is there anything you can do? And I can say, yeah, I can tap in with his subconscious, for example, and help find out why he's behaving the way he is. Or it could be somebody that, you know, has been struggling with back pain for 20 or 30 years, and I can just look into the root cause of that. And it can be very specific, and I have clients that also come to me that are struggling during the pandemic with finances, and they're like, is there anything you can help me with, abundance or whatnot? And I have really helped a couple of people finish their books that they were kind of stuck in doing, and I was able to clear their heart walls and just open up that life path clarity for them to finish what they were passionate about and create more abundance into their lives. And there's also a lot of domestic violence and divorce and other relationship issues that have come about during this pandemic as well. and I've been able to help people get through that crisis of maybe loss, including loss of relationships, but also even loss of loved ones and things like that. So I'm just really grateful for being able to do that kind of work for them.
That's fantastic. Again, and I know you love doing it. It's in you. It's part of who you are. What generally is the process like in the beginning when you're first working with your clients? What would be like one of the first questions that you ask of them during the process?
Yeah, I really just ask what they're struggling with, what they really want the most help with, because like I said, this type of work can be very specific. So if they tell me that they're struggling with depression, then I can go ahead and focus my work directly on why they're having that depression. I can tap into their subconscious, and that sounds a little crazy to some people, but I can explain how that works. We're all made up of energy, and we all have a subconscious mind that remembers every detail of every second of our life. And on a conscious level, we may not remember past traumas or different things that maybe are causing some of our symptoms that we have. But I can ask, I ask God or Source Creator for help and guidance in treating all my clients before I work with them. And then I ask, can I act as proxy for that individual? And what that means is I can set aside my own needs and desires to be able to help them. And when I'm doing that, I'm actually doing a type of muscle testing to get yes, no responses. So if I said, can I act as proxy for Jim, I would muscle test until I got a yes answer. And then I would simply say, my name is Jim. And then my subconscious goes, no, not really. And I would get a no response. But then by the second or sometimes the third time, when I say, my name is Jim, I would get a yes muscle test. And then I know I'm tapped in with your subconscious, and we'll be able to ask your subconscious questions to get clear answers. And then when I finish a session, after I've cleared a bunch of things throughout that session, I can disconnect from you. And you know, then I just simply say, can I end my session with you? And I get a yes muscle test. And then I say, my name is Troy, until I get a yes response, and then I know I've disconnected during that session. So that's kind of how I tap into somebody's subconscious. I don't really know details about their life, but I can get yes, no answers to questions about their pain or their trauma or their anything that they're really wanting help with. So.
Yeah, which is wonderful, again. It's an eye-opening experience for them and for you, and it's this holistic, integrative approach. You have to take a no-stone-unturned approach, right? Sometimes the physical problem, as you've been describing, has this emotional component, and if that's the case, you know, the doctor isn't necessarily going to address that problem in a way that will resolve it. We do live in a time when there are a lot of, you know, a lot of prescribing, and pills can help, but they treat the symptom, not necessarily the cause.
Exactly, yeah. And I have the ability to kind of decode things that can perplex some doctors. You know, I just had a client recently who was actually a little boy who had injured his leg playing in the mulch. And he was also in the process of moving, and there was a lot of stress with moving to this new home, et cetera. And he came in to talk to his mom, and he said, you know, I fell and I hurt my calf. And she says, well, what happened? Well, I was just running through the mulch and I got injured. And so that turned into like a whole month of not being able to put weight on the leg, not being able to walk on it. The mom was she's a wonderful woman. She took her son to see two pediatricians, a neurologist, and everybody was perplexed but wasn't really able to come up with a solution. So they started giving him muscle relaxers and nothing was really working. And that's when she kind of reached out to me and said, do you think there's anything that you could do? And I said, well, let's find out. And so I was able to tap into his subconscious and clear things that were manifesting for him into this leg that he wasn't able to run or play on. He was walking on crutches. And after a session within a couple of days, he was completely back to his old self. He was able to run and play. He's back playing soccer and all these things. And it kind of blows people's minds that, you know, you could go through all these different routes to figure out what was going on. But this little boy, he knew exactly what was going on. And with the ability to tap into his subconscious, I could get the answers to allow his body to heal and to just get back to his self. So it was really a fun story to hear that.
Yes, absolutely. You have a gift. It's quite obvious you have a gift. Do you think one of those gifts is intuition?
I think intuition we are all born with. We all have it as young children, and sometimes we lose that as adults. And I think I actually lost that for a period of time as well. So it's one of those areas that you can become better at. I don't think intuition was always my strongest gift, but certainly now I'm able to connect much more deeply and get a very strong sense about what's going on with not only my own body and my own health, but those of others. And yeah, I would say intuition is certainly a gift that I have to help people with healing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you're using your gifts in such a beautiful way. Let's talk maybe about a case study, somebody that you worked with. They came to you with a problem, an issue, a concern. How were you able to help them? And is there anybody that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many wonderful so many wonderful, but I would say this, you know, this is always a fun story because it doesn't happen like this all the time, but it was really fun. It was actually when I was just doing my emotion code certification, and I was still looking for some volunteers that I could work with, and I had a previous hand therapy client that I had seen probably the year earlier, and she said, yeah, I'm open to whatever you're doing, so if you get to that point and you need a volunteer, I'll do it. So I was getting close to the end of my certification, and I thought, man, I have 3 people left I need to work with. And so I called her up, and I said, hey, any chance I could do a quick session on you right now? She's like, well, you know, I'm kind of driving across the Bay Bridge right now. Does it matter where I'm at? I'm like, oh, no, that's fine. It's okay. It doesn't matter. And I said, energy works the same everywhere, so I can go ahead and work with you. And I said, well, how are your hands and your elbows? Because that's really what I had treated her for before. And she's like, you know, they're doing pretty well. It's, you know, I have 2 or 3 out of 10 pain at most times. So it's really not my biggest problem. She goes, my left knee has been killing me. I've got 8 out of 10 pain. I can't even walk on it. And I have to have surgery in 2 weeks. Is there anything you can do? And I said, well, I don't know, but let's try it. So I went ahead and did my emotion code session, and I'm clearing trapped emotions, and she's still driving across the bridge. And then all of a sudden I hear her gasp, and I go, oh, my gosh, what's wrong? And she said, well, I just got out of my car, and I'm totally walking on my left leg. I'm not limping, and I don't have any pain. She's like, what did you just do? I go, I don't know. So that was one of my most fun stories of clients that I've worked with, where she just, you know, she's never had to have that surgery at that point and totally eliminated her pain. And so that was really fun to see in such a short period of time, in like a 20-minute period, really. So,
yeah, that's really amazing. That's incredible. You know, I know this is incredibly fulfilling for you. And it's a beautiful work that you're doing. What distinguishes the body code from the emotion code? Tell us about that.
So the body code is much more in depth than the emotion code. The emotion code is basically just clearing trapped emotions that are stored in balls of energy in the human body, and they can be stored anywhere. So the emotion code is just looking at, is there a trapped emotion in your body that we can clear and release? And then you can release that energy from the body, and that's all it is. It's only stored trapped emotions. Whereas the body code, we're looking at many areas of the body, including energies and trapped emotions, but we're also looking at all the organs and glands and the body systems, toxins, toxin exposure, pathogens like fungus and mold, parasites, bacteria and viruses. And then also misalignments could be in the spine or just different imbalances in the organs and glands, as well as nutrition and lifestyle. So there's many, many parts to the body code. So, you know, I've been able to help people with allergies or just random symptoms. A lot of times if people come to me with a lot of physical issues or immune system problems or anything in their physical body that's an issue, a lot of times the body code would be more of the type of treatment that they would benefit from, although the emotion code could be super effective as well. Usually if there's a lot going on, then I would recommend somebody do a body code session.
Yeah. So that's really important to know, to distinguish the nuances between the two. Boy, I wish we had more time. We've got about 3 minutes left. The heart wall, I think that's essential that we try to talk a little bit about that. Define for us the heart wall.
So the heart wall is just trapped energy stored around the heart. So as people go through life trauma or they've experienced heartache from a loss or grief, we tend to store trapped energies around the heart just as a way of protecting it during those times. But the problem with creating a heart wall is it doesn't serve us going forward. And when the heart is such an amazing electromagnetic organ, you know, it's 60 to 1,000 times more powerful than our brain in terms of electromagnetic energy. So if we have an energetic block around the heart, we lose that ability to exchange love and to allow abundance to flow and to have wonderful relationships. So when I clear heart walls, I'm basically just breaking down that energetic wall around the heart and allowing people to kind of come back into that love and that joy and the, you know, life path clarity that they've been wanting.
You know, that's the bottom line. Yeah. You're also doing lab testing with folks too, right?
Yeah, so that's part of the functional medicine portion of what I do. So for people that might think energy work is a little woo-woo, I can also kind of dig in and get some root cause information through lab testing, whether that's blood tests or organic acids or stool tests, things like that, to just kind of look at other imbalances in the body. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. I want to let folks know, too, you have clients in Hawaii and South Africa, India, England, all over the United States. It's amazing you're based in Montana, but you're able to have clients around the world. That's through doing the work remotely, too. You don't have to share physical space, right?
Right, yeah, that's the blessing, especially during the pandemic. We were able to move out of California into Montana and still treat people no matter where I was, or the clients that I have local I can still work with them there. And, yeah, it's amazing. Energy flows no matter where you are, and it's all based on intention when you're doing a type of energy work. So it doesn't really matter if you're in the physical space or not, which is a blessing, because then I can help people no matter where they are in the world. So, yeah.
Absolutely. You help people release trapped energy and promote well-being, utilizing that emotion code and body code to clear energetic blocks and open clients up to self-healing, abundance, and clarity. Folks, I encourage you to go to the website, BetterMedicineBetterLife.com. That's BetterMedicineBetterLife.com, and connect with our very special guest, Troy Shelton of Better Medicine, Better Life. Troy, this was amazing, really, really incredible. Loved having you on, and hope we get a chance to explore more and hear more about the case studies and things of that nature. I know you love this work. You're very passionate about it, and it's life-changing for many. Thanks for sharing it with us here on the show today. It was a pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much, Jim. I had a wonderful time.
You're very, very welcome. Thanks again, and you keep doing the work that you're doing because, again, you're doing work that changes lives in such an extraordinary way. BetterMedicineBetterLife.com is the website. And we thank our very special guest, Troy Shelton, for joining us. This episode is recorded in its entirety, so you can hear the full episode in our archives. Jim Masters here for Close Up Television and Radio, thanking you for your time this time till next time, and I invite you to stay right there. I will be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest celebrated right here exclusively on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.